你好，大家好，谢娜，谢娜，Hello everyone, this is the legendary first episode of China doing Sweden. Okay, my name is Reijie Lee, and I come from China. And this show is done with me and my boyfriend together. But as you can tell, that I don't speak the perfect English, so does my boyfriend, because he's from Sweden. So here's my boyfriend.
Ni hao, hey, you heter Dennis Strömberg. Oh no, my name is Dennis Stromberg. How do you say it?
Stromberg.
Stromberg.
Yeah.
Dennis Stromberg.
Sounds so macho.
Yeah. Not Dennis Strongberg.
It sounds like that. It
Even though
doesn't.
I'm strong, you know, so.
Yeah, you are indeed. Typical Viking.
Yeah, typical Viking.
Yes.
Yeah, rapist and very strong. Yeah.
Okay, you are making it difficult for me
Yeah.
to say anything after that.
Yeah.
Awkward silence there. Okay,
Yeah.
very good.
Not so awkward now.
I feel a bit awkward.
I liked it. I'm not afraid of the silence.
Yeah.
And actually, in a radio show, I think silence is also telling something, you know. So
Yeah, too bad they can't see our faces.
embrace the silence.
Yeah. Okay, anyway. Ground story or background story here for you to know is that I come from China and currently I'm living in Sweden, the capital of Sweden, Stockholm.
Stockholm.
Yeah.
Stockholm.
I wonder how many people know that,
No,
the capital of Sweden.
what do you mean in Sweden?
No, in the world.
In the world,
Yeah, if you ask
doubt it.
anyone, what's the capital of Sweden?
Not many, not
Yeah.
many.
How many people do you think will know what's the capital of China?
Beijing,
Yeah,
Peking.
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So
So
big
big.
question. But the thing is, I've been traveling around a little bit here and there, and you know, when I oh, this is an old thing in Sweden, but I'm gonna tell it anyway. That because everyone in Sweden knows about this, but the audience listening to this podcast is like all over the world. It's a global podcast.
Indeed,
Yeah,
indeed.
so I'm telling the story anyway. As a Swede, if you go abroad and you say hello, my name is Dennis, and I'm from Sweden, they say, "Ah, oh, you make good chocolates and these like watches, which is like incredible."
Yeah. Yeah, I can recognize that.
Yeah, and
Yeah.
that's Switzerland.
So what is Sweden famous for then?
Yeah, but that's another thing, but we can take that later, I think. But so I doubt so many people know that Stockholm is the capital of Switzerland,
No.
or Wien is the capital of Sweden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the capital of Switzerland.
Yeah.
What is it called?
Wien.
Okay, I never heard about that.
Yeah. No.
So basically, my country beats your country's ass. Can we say that?
My God, maybe I'm making a fool of myself straight away here. Maybe it's Austria. Whatever. Whatever. Yeah. So, yeah, Austria. What's the capital?
Of Austria?
Yeah. Hungary.
No one knows.
No, so probably no one knows Stockholm either, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think more people know about China, though.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, we're sitting here in a city which no one knows about, obviously, and recording this.
Yeah.
Because I think it's an interesting idea that we are doing this podcast because we are two people who are very interested in culture and trends and all kinds of maybe political topics and human rights, all that crap. And we
Oh.
love to talk about these things. Oh, me and my boyfriend Dennis here. And
Strongberg.
Strongberg
Yeah.
here. but so we think it will be interesting maybe for us to tell all this to other people, so others can also hear our about our thoughts.
Yeah, and it's a little bit, can I say something?
Yes, yeah, you're allowed to.
It's a little bit about the cultural like bangs between, yeah. Yeah, because you moved as a Chinese to Sweden, to north of Europe.
Yeah.
And I've been living in China for a while.
Yeah.
And I've been traveling there from time to time. Four times now, or five times? Four times.
Four times, yeah. Yeah.
Going there again, probably soon. And yeah, so it's a little bit about, you know, mm-hmm. how I see China, maybe, and how you see Sweden.
And yeah. the world, and how I see China nowadays also.
Yeah, yeah, you have a different view now.
Right? Yes, yeah. So hence the name of our podcast.
Which is?
It's about cultural bangs. So
no. Which is the name, which is?
China doing Sweden.
Yeah, okay.
So, I don't know.
What?
Should I really be the host here?
Yeah. You're great.
Okay.
100% great.
So, most of the topics I have really with you home, like when we talk about things, brainstorming and making some interesting conversations together, most of the resources I have is from a so-called Chinese Twitter. It's a website, which is...
That's an interesting topic. Just that itself, it's an interesting topic.
Yeah.
The source.
Yeah.
It's like, we should have one dedicated episode about sources. It's like, where do we find the things we find? And maybe, like, during 1 week or so, we collect everything we collect, check where we collect it from,
yeah,
and make this diagram, you know, and see where do we get all the information from. I think it's kind of one-sided. I don't think
I believe so. It's so difficult to really like open your eyes and like widen your perspectives and try to search for like things you haven't thought about before. Like, basically, I think it's a very like human thing to just follow what we have been used to. You know, we like to stick to like old routines, and it's it's scary sometimes to explore the new world.
Yeah.
I would say it's like if I use,
and it demands energy and time as well.
It's because a lot of times you find crap. It's not always good things and interesting things you find.
Yeah.
Especially on the internet.
But I mean, even though it's crap, sometimes you should double check it. Is this really crap? Like, where does this crap come from? I mean, during the election, we have an election in Sweden coming up. And there's a lot of reposts and retweets and, you know, things like this. And some rumors have been going on, you know, because we as Twitter users are not so good at just checking the source. So things get spread very fast. And then, like, day after, you know, a lot of people realize, my God, this wasn't true.
No.
It sounded good.
Yeah.
When I reposted it. But yeah.
Okay, but back to the main topic here. I don't know how many of you know, but China is a very close country. The Chinese government has been shutting down our doors to the world in the internet world. So in China, you can't use Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, or not even all the Swedish websites, right? You told me that when you were in China once, and you couldn't even open any Swedish news website.
And I think I could open some. But the thing is, that's 4 years ago. And I know this time, even Google was hard to
open. Oh, yes. You know, nowadays,
Gmail is kind of semi-blocked. And Google
It is totally blocked now, recently.
Uh-huh.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, that's okay. That's just a change this year, because I could use it, you know, earlier this year. But okay, it's
more... Yeah, it's being a lot of drastic changes in the country. They are shutting down more and more websites and blocking China from the world more and more. Anyway, so we have our own version of Twitter in China instead, which is...
You have your own version of everything in China.
Yeah,
Don't you have...
Yeah, that's right, actually.
Yeah. There's something called Youku also, which have the exact same logo as YouTube.
Yes. And we have something called Baidu instead of Google. Yeah. Mm. Anyway, so this Twitter's stimulation, can we call it that?
Stimulation?
No. What? Okay, bad English again. Sorry.
Stimulate. Yeah, our first name, like the first name suggestion to the podcast was Talking Bad. We're speaking bad.
Yeah, because we both speak bad English.
Yeah. But we don't want to confuse it with Breaking Bad.
No, yeah. Exactly.
We don't want to fight with the audience there.
No, but and I think people would get it that it's not going to be perfect English when they see the word China in it. Because I know Chinese people are famous for speaking bad English. So,
famous for even.
I think so. Yeah, I believe so.
But simulate, you mean, maybe.
Maybe, yes. Simulate. Yeah, okay. So this Twitter simulates in China?
I don't really know what you mean.
Okay. Chinese version of Twitter.
Yeah, okay.
Is called Weibo. Which is spelled as Weibo. And that's basically where most Chinese communicate or like express their comments in a very strict, restricted way. And Weibo, I don't know, I think nowadays they have hundreds of millions of users given to our mass population. So, recently, there's this hot topic.
But can I ask one question?
Yes.
What do you mean? They express themselves in a restricted way. What do you mean?
Because everything you post, every word you post on Weibo is filtered by the Chinese government. Actually, I had a dinner with a friend once, and... after a couple of drinks, he started talking more, and he told me he's not really a friend. He was like a friend to a friend.
He's not a friend.
He's not a friend to a friend. He told me what he works for a living for real. Because before I just knew him as a person who works for the government, you know, some mysterious, I don't know, top secret job.
Yeah, we've been there, and so many different kinds of jobs they have. Like, and you ask them, what's your title? And they have this like,
and now
long
I know.
Titles. And what do you do? And like,
yes, and now I know that it's for a reason. Because when he finally told me what he does for real, is that he and basically 500 other people, they sit in front of the computer and check what people are posting on Weibo.
Mm.
And if one post on Weibo is getting reposted more than 300 times, then they will look into it to see if it's harmful to the country, to the government, if it's anything negative to the government. If it is, then they will block it, basically. And if things get worse, you can get arrested even. Mm. Because...
300 reposts.
Yeah, that's not
that's
many
nothing.
Times.
That's nothing. I mean, in Sweden, that's almost nothing. In China, it's... it's like,
I mean,
if you have... For example, if you're in high school, maybe you have... How many students in normal high school in China? Like,
2,000-3,000?
Yeah, a couple of thousand.
Yeah.
So just in a high school... You could get 300 reposts.
Exactly.
Like, I love this girl. Boom! 3,000 reposts.
If
like,
you are, for example, a young idol who just posts a picture of yourself saying, good night, my sweetie babies. And then you get like 30,000-40,000 of reposts. Boom, like that.
So.
In 1 second.
Yeah, so 300 is nothing. It's like, so they check. into detail, the smallest
And I've heard, not heard, what happened for real, like, it was big news in China, actually, among certain people, that last year, I believe, there was 14, 15-year-old boy, school boy, who posted something on Weibo, and he got, no, he didn't even post it, he reposted a report on Weibo, and then he got arrested for that.
What was it?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't remember really, because
I remember you told me about it.
Yeah, it's one. It's last year. Baby.
It's about some mishandel. How do you say that? Abuse, like physical abuse. Or?
Yeah, yeah, but I think it was something he saw, like, which isn't unjustified. Mm. What he believes is unjustified. It's it's about police beating people on the street or something.
It was like about human rights, basically.
Yeah. Mm. So he just, he wrote something. The 15-year-old schoolboy just wrote something like, he reposted the report and said, yeah, these policemen are behaving bad and they shouldn't do this to the poor guy, shouldn't beat him up on the street. And then the boy got arrested for that because this repost. Yeah, you got reposted more than 500 times or something.
That's so. The climate.
Yes, and the reason why I don't even remember what happened was because this such thing happens all the time in China. Every day, people getting, arrested. So-called arrested, also, with quotes. Because there is a law in China which doesn't even require legal process for them to arrest you. But then we have another word for arresting, because it's not really through legal methods. So basically, the policemen, if they use this some excuse, they can say, we arrest you in this way, so we don't need to even put you in court to put in prison.
Confusing, yeah.
How is that confusing?
Well, it's confusing. How is that law? How does it work and everything? In my brain, it's confusing.
Okay.
I mean, you have a law which
I know it's like complicated.
Judge Dredd. Do you know about Judge Dredd?
No.
No, it's the judge, the jury, and the law enforcement in the same guy.
It sounds like the Chinese government.
Yeah, so he can go in, he can go into a bar, see a guy beating up another guy, take the guy, put the judge on him straight away. Shoots him in the head or something.
And it just occurred to me now that if this podcast got really popular, and I might be risking my life now to say all the bad things about our government.
Yeah, but this, yeah.
Anyway, that's something I don't need to think about now. I can worry about that.
No, but we don't take any responsibilities for anything we say.
Yeah, if you say that, then you're gone. Then you're gone. Like, then the government won't arrest you.
Yeah,
how it works in China. Yeah.
You say, I don't take responsibility for anything I say.
I don't take responsibilities for anything I say now. Please don't put me in a small black house with no windows and no lights. So, this is Weibo, which we talked about now. And you always have some hot topics on Weibo.
Yeah, of course.
All the time. Because, that's how it works.
Yeah, but don't you have this 10 top list?
Yeah, every day. You have it on for every day, every hour, and for every city. Want to go to details. If you have that much time to do this every day, only follow the top lists.
Yeah.
You can find it.
Yeah, we have the same thing on Twitter.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, it's not we, but it's...
You exists. People who don't live in China, the rest of the world who have a freedom of speech.
Yeah, it sounded a little bit... I don't try to be smug or anything.
Yeah, but I'm
not a good Twitter user even.
How can that be? Like, what's not a good Twitter user? What's a good Twitter user?
Yeah, a good Twitter user is someone who has a social following before starting Twitter, maybe. Or have doing something like publicly, which they can proclaim, or how do you say it? Like tell, oh, this is my Twitter account, follow me, follow me. I don't have that really.
That sounds like spamming.
No, it's just marketing yourself maybe. But if to make it more visualize how I feel, it's like, it feels like I'm standing on top of a mountain. Every time I'm writing a tweet, it feels like I'm standing on top of a mountain screaming.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like no one hears me. No one hears me.
Oh, you mean that way?
Yeah.
You don't need to be on top of a mountain for people not to hear you.
Yeah,
I mean, you can just sit in your room and close the door.
It's not a good image.
No.
Yeah, that's more sad.
Yeah.
At least I'm on the mountain.
Okay.
But I mean, it's windy, no one hears me, no one sees me, you know.
No?
Yeah. Yeah, but, so that's what I feel about Twitter. I mean, Facebook was based on your friends.
Yes.
Twitter is not the same way, because Twitter is more like you follow people you're interested in. So you start to like search for people you might like, and then you look for like who are they following and things like that. And because no one follows me, so no one will find me.
Yeah. Anyway.
So.
Okay, enough with the sad stories now. If we want to talk about something fun, I can tell you. Okay, the hottest topic now.
Okay,
finally!
Okay, okay. We should do a jingle for this. I don't know if it's called a jingle.
Okay,
but it's...
So, jingle comes now.
Okay.
The hottest topic on Chinese Weibo for the past 1-2 weeks is that two Chinese celebrities... one of them actually is Jackie Chan's son.
Mm-hmm.
They're both actors, two guys. And they were doing marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got arrested. And this news became the hottest topic on Chinese Weibo for 2 weeks about.
Okay.
People were discussing about it and, you know, talking about how bad their behaviors are, and just like, and even got this news into our biggest TV channel in China, biggest network, which is called CCTV, which is like a BBC of in Britain, or CNN. In the US.
Yeah, even bigger.
Even bigger, because of our mass population again. Anyway, so it just made me so... I don't know. But
do you have any examples? What do they write? I mean...
Yeah, they were saying that these two... How unforgivable their behavior is to do drugs.
Mm.
As if this is like the worst thing you can do as a celebrity. You are...
Oh, it's important they're celebrities.
Celebrities.
Oh, okay.
Because
so
they are...
So if you're a celebrity, do you say that? Yeah.
Yes.
Then you should have like a higher moral standard or something.
Yeah, because your behaviors will affect a lot of people. Because especially these two people are young. They're in their... late 20s.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, their fans are basically mostly teenagers or people in their 20s as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, and because also there were people on Twitter who are saying this is not such a bad behavior.
Mm.
Doing marijuana is not a big deal, which then later led to bigger discussion.
Mm.
Because a lot of people are saying... Oh my god, because they're pretty young guys, because they're pretty young celebrities. And that's why their crazy fans are just saying, are forgiving this horrible crime they did.
Mm.
Then they are blind by how...
So the first conclusion that you take is that they're pretty?
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, not first conclusion, but one of the conclusions. Yeah, okay, okay, yeah. Some people are saying that, yeah, their fans are forgiving them because they're pretty.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more okay for them to do drugs.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people are posting or reposting scientific facts about how bad marijuana can be, and it can lead to cocaine, heroin, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And then these two young... and then Jackie Chan actually made a public apologize in a, in a press conference as a bad father. Like, he represented his son to apologize to the public. And then his son apologized as well, and the other young actor also made this did something similar. So I think this whole thing has been... going to an end now, thank God, because I was reading so many people just spamming on.
But how do you have the energy to keep reading about it?
I wasn't reading, but you can see the headline anyway. When you scan it fast, it's my mother language. I don't need to read it to know what they're talking about.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so it just made me, I don't know, want to laugh a little bit.
But, and just a comparison, it's a Miley Cyrus right now, which is like one of the bigger on Instagram. And Twitter as well. And she is posting once a week at least, maybe, that she's smoking marijuana. Like herself.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh my
she's
God.
She's very open with it. And she's saying that she's brought up by parents who told her, or never told her that marijuana is bad for anyone, really, and she have this very relaxed attitude towards it, you know, and yeah, she shows it.
Yep.
And she, the big news last week maybe was that she made like a big interview, which got viral, where she said, Instagram, Facebook, like social medias itself. That's like what's hurting my brain. That's like a
poison.
That's a bigger poison and a heavier addiction than marijuana. You know? So she even said that like in like a social media itself is more dangerous than. She didn't say drugs, but marijuana.
Yeah, my view on this whole thing is that. It's not. I don't think it's worth talking about. At least I'm not interested in talking about if marijuana is really damaging you, your health or anything. This I'm not interested in at all. I'm just thinking about how naive people must be when they can get such shock to see two young actors, celebrities who earn like millions of dollars every year, and then they and then they got caught by doing marijuana.
Yeah.
And people, a lot of people couldn't believe it. They were,
which like almost all famous people get caught sometime from time to time. I mean,
maybe not many Chinese people. Okay. That's the thing here.
But
the thing,
they're very like westernized probably, and injection. Yeah.
So oh, and I believe a lot of Chinese celebrities do it as well. They just never got caught.
But where do they get caught?
That's another interesting
thing I want to talk about.
I
think a lot of Chinese celebrities got caught as well, but they can bribe themselves out of it, maybe.
Maybe. That I don't know, really. But at least...
I'm saying it.
Yeah, you are saying it. I'm not agreeing to that. But at least I know these two young actors are not the only ones who recently got caught this year. There are other examples. People who are not as famous, but they are still celebrities in China.
Mm-hmm.
Who just don't have as many fans because they're not pretty enough, maybe. Including one writer who writes TV shows who... it's been considered this smart, funny, intelligent writer.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, he got caught at his home. So, yeah, because someone like reported him,
mm-hmm.
at least on the news, it it's like this. So that will lead to another question. Then how can you get caught at home if you're doing marijuana?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe he had a big party there and then everyone can just go in and then maybe the police just went in. I don't know.
But and that's also something in China, isn't it? That you never see some police reports.
No. And the thing is, because I followed more about these two young celebrities and drug doing news, I saw that there were...
What's their names? We need to know.
One of them is called Fang Zuming. I think he has an English name as well.
Yeah, I mean Jackie Chan. Maybe it's Jack Chan, maybe?
I don't know.
And John Chan.
I don't know. Sorry, I'm not a fan.
I wanted to hear
and
their...
And the other guy is from... Actually, he's from Taiwan.
Okay.
Yeah, his name is Ke Zhendong. And, yeah, because I saw... on the news, when they were reporting this, they got some footage from policemen. And then they were showing all these footages on TV when the policemen were questioning these two after they got arrested.
Mm-hmm.
Then it got me thinking, and they didn't use any, what do you call that? They didn't block their faces and they used their real names.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, isn't that like a violation to their human rights?
I mean, in Sweden, we don't have any laws really. If someone is accused for rape or child abuse or drug, like buying drugs, there is no like ethical law which says you can't tell their names if you know. If you know something happened, you can. But there is more of an ethical, like, law in the journalistic world, which is followed almost always. So, it's like this: if a person is not sentenced, then you don't tell.
Exactly, and they weren't sentenced
when
they released these footages on CCTV, which is our biggest news channel, is supposed to be really serious and they're supposed to do everything at least legally. I mean, they're not this small paparazzi magazines, you know. It's a goddamn CCTV who represents our great communism party and our great government.
Mm.
So, yeah, that's something which made me kind of irritated, actually. That they just ignored their human rights and at least their privacy.
Yeah, privacy. Maybe not human rights, but
I believe it's part of human rights as well.
Okay.
Why do we protect people's privacy?
Yeah. You're right. You're right. Because they know if they go out with this, they're gonna be hunted down.
Yeah.
At least. In social medias and but also traditional medias as well, and maybe on the streets as well. So.
Yeah. And yet again, when such news became this big in China, it also got me thinking, like how small our country is really. For this incident to be the hottest topic for 2 weeks. I mean, I was ironic when I said small, of course, because it's a freaking big country. And it's a lot of things happening every day. And, I mean, this, I understand, if it gets, like, so big in an entertaining way, you know, like, in the show business news, it got really big. Mm. And then for, like, 1-2 days, I understand. But to be the biggest overall...
Even in CCTV.
Yeah, then I think it's kind of obvious that our media, our government's trying to make it so big so people will focus on the incident instead of taking a look at what's happening around them.
Decoy.
Yeah, it's a decoy, exactly. So...
I guess we will talk about this kind of decoy news more in the future.
Yes, yeah. I believe so too. Mm-hmm.
It's an interesting thing. I think we can come back to that.
Yeah.
Because what I hear in the Swedish news about China is not at all what you hear about China in Chinese news.
Exactly. So.
Or what we hear in Swedish.
We're in Sweden now. Maybe we should talk about Sweden as well.
Yeah.
Can we?
We had, it's been a drug, thing, celebrity drug thing going on for a long time in Sweden as well. You know?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Now he's sentenced, actually.
Cool.
His name is Mikael Persbrandt.
Michael, never heard of it.
Michael Persbrandt.
Okay.
Yeah, but he never does anything which is like international. Actually, he was in Hobbit, the Hobbit too.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah. That guy.
He's the big hairy bear man, which the hobbits, the dwarves are seeking shelter.
Oh my god. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, he's the guy. Oh. And
now we know that he does drugs.
Yeah, but he's been. Yeah, he's not this young, cute guy,
no.
Really. He's this old, not old, but yeah, he tends to start to get older. But he's a bad boy. He's like famous for a bad boy.
Then it's okay.
Yeah,
him
but,
too.
But I mean, this was it's a little bit of a shock, more or less. And some people, it's not like everyone hates him or anything, but some people and even famous people have in Sweden going out and think he should leave the stage forever, and it's unforgivable.
Oh my god,
to,
that's harsh.
Yeah, it's unforgivable to do any drugs and be in that position in the society. I mean,
what did he do really? What kind of drugs?
Cocaine.
Okay, that's but that is harsher.
Yeah.
I would say because I don't ever see, at least I've never seen people posting pictures of themselves, at least not celebrities, of themselves doing cocaine, right? Mm. Marijuana is
because that's legal in US also. It's legal in different states in the US.
Only in two states.
No, it's more than two states now.
Okay.
It's, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't have the hard facts here, but I think it's Portland. Whatever.
Yeah, I know. These all drugs
Orlando. I think Orlando, yeah.
I think all drugs are bad.
Uh-huh.
Of course, but somehow they are still different levels about how bad they can get. More like if you do marijuana,
I
it's
think that's
more cool. And it's more okay, but cocaine is like no. Cocaine, heroin, that's almost, yeah, that's how I think.
Okay, I don't see it as, the drug itself doesn't mean so much here. I think it's just the morale, that it's unforgivable. I mean.
So you think it would be the same if it was marijuana that he did instead of cocaine?
Probably not. Probably not, but I mean, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter in my now when it's about cocaine. He bought cocaine from some cab driver or something, and now he's sentenced for it. But I mean, I mean, you don't see yourself in. The reality, if you can say something like that, is unforgivable. I mean, if you get a punishment for it and stay in the prison or whatever, take the punishment, and then after that, you're not forgiven. Then you haven't done your because you have done the punishment. If you're punished for 1 year in a prison, now this is getting very long and boring. I hear this. So, but then if you've done it, then I think then you're free to go. I mean, it was a a guy working as a host for a kids show doing cocaine as well.
Okay.
Or actually, he never... Oh my God, I don't remember all this because... But he, I think, yeah. And he, you know, he haven't... he lost all his, you know, credibility, and he lost his job, you know, and everything. And actually... Yeah, actually, I think that's horrible. And people were after him, and you know, he couldn't get anything. But he's coming back more and more. Actually,
I don't even know which one you're talking about now. No, the kid show host.
The kid show host.
Okay.
But I mean, the conclusion here is that like people are judging people who are doing drugs so harsh, like they're this. Evil people. I mean, if you think it's wrong, maybe you can try to help them then instead. If you're judging them and say, "Oh, you are horrible." I mean,
because but
can't they have a approach that, okay, you need help?
Yeah, in a moral way, actually, doing drugs is the. I think if we need to put a standard on it, it will be like. The most forgivable crime you can do, because you don't hurt anyone else but yourself.
Yeah, but that's not really true either, I think.
Yeah, but I mean, emotionally, of course, you hurt your families, you hurt the people who love you and everything. Yeah. But, I mean, it's, I understand it more if someone, if you steal someone's car or... kill a person or you know what I mean. Yeah. Then,
but they think about that these people are in the position that people look up to them and want to be as them, you know, and a kid show host, and doing drugs and sending out the wrong message. So he's hurting all the Swedish kids.
Yeah, but I mean, if he does that in his personal life, he did not want to be seen.
No, and he didn't,
Yeah,
move on. So that's what I had to say about drugs in Sweden. No. But move on, take the next thing here.
So there are a lot of Chinese or Asian women here in Sweden. Who are together with Swedish men.
We realized.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stockholm, maybe.
Yeah.
Or maybe in whole Sweden.
Before I moved here, you, or to be more exact, your sister, warned us that we might get some prejudice or judgment from other people in Sweden. If they see us together, an Asian girl together with a Swedish man, maybe they would judge us. In some mean way. And I did not realize how many these cases are until I have been living here for 1.5 years. I mean, why do you think it's that? Why are there so many Swedish men together with Asian women here? Or is that just because everyone maybe loves Asian women? Maybe if I go to any countries, France, Germany, the US... anywhere.
Yeah, I don't know how it is in the rest of Europe, but I doubt so many African guys are together with Asian women to start with.
Okay.
Why? I heard from other some different opinions and beliefs why they. I heard one guy say that. A Swedish guy is kind of a timid. Can you say that?
I don't know what it means.
like a quiet, kind of guy. And Asian girls are also kind of quiet, and you know, and this strong feministic thing. Happening in Sweden right now. Yeah, speaking bad. I'm not so good at English. Sometimes my words fly away. But anyway, so our women is getting stronger and stronger.
You mean Swedish women?
Yeah. And stronger, strong women. I hate that expression, really. Anyway, and so, like, he thought the Asian women were more suitable.
Who is he?
I mean, some guy who's together with an Asian girl. Yeah. I don't want to say his name here.
Okay.
And it doesn't matter, really. It's just a guy, a Swedish guy, together with a Chinese girl. Yeah.
Okay.
Hmm. And
so basically, he's saying that the Swedish women are getting stronger, quoting, and more, maybe becoming more intimidating to Swedish men.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Swedish men turn to Asian women for a change, because Asian women are more maybe famous for obeying their husbands and listening to what they say and doing housework and taking care of the kids, such things.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. And yeah, yeah. And also, you don't need to argue so much with... This is about what he was thinking. You don't need to argue so much about, for example, in this case, then, in Chinese.
Do you think it's true? It's true, then. Do you agree with it?
Not in my case at all. Not in my case at all, but...
No, I'm not really the housework kind of girl, I would say. If you want me to be a housewife, then you are together with the wrong person.
I took the wrong Chinese.
No, exactly.
I've been vacuum clean for like a couple of weeks now. But, no, I wouldn't say that, but that's the thing. It's hard to generalize. I think we have a long tradition of going to Thailand in Sweden.
Yeah.
Like, we have a big tradition of Swedish tourists going to Thailand. And like, Thai girls are eager, more like, not Thai girls, but there are Thai girls who are eager to leave their country and follow home, follow to Sweden. You know, and start a new home there, easier in an economical way. So that's that's also one part. It's not really the same thing, but it's Asian girl and Swedish man, because yeah. You rarely see Asian guys with a Swedish girl.
Asian guys are not.
I think I never, almost never seen it. I seen it, but I think.
I think Asian guys are never famous for being a sexual fantasy for, women in around the world, except in Asia.
Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm following some feministic people in Instagram, and there's even, you know, feministic movements. Asian girls. Like going towards this like over sexualizing of Asian women, like that's a big prejudice and strong image, which is not good for anyone.
Asian guys.
No, Asian girls are over sexualized. The yeah. image of the Asian girl is that they're like just this sex doll. It's a porno doll, you know, who obeys, as you said, who obeys and put the dick in any hole she got without question it, you know, and then vacuum clean afterwards. I mean...
vacuum clean, direct after sex.
Yeah.
Beautiful image.
Yeah, and then...
that's a dream.
Yeah. But so that's... the image of the Asian woman is... it's not a good image. I mean, yeah. So and almost the men are
Asian men don't have an image. Maybe they don't, as if they're invisible.
They have an image of having a small penis.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good to know.
Good to know. How do you mean?
I don't know. I'm being ironic here in a weird way. Interesting.
Yeah, you never heard that, or?
Yeah, but I think I heard. Like, I always had this impression about this also, but I don't really know how I got this. I don't. Yeah, I had the image of Asian men being famous for having small penis as well, but I don't know how I got that image.
Yeah, but it's movies and TV series.
But have you ever seen a movie with this, which is about Asian guy with a small penis?
No, but it's mentioned. It's mentioned in all TV series.
Oh, really?
Yeah, from time to time. It's probably mentioned in the, what's that, American Pie, probably, in some scene, sometime.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, I watch that series of movies kind of much. But, I mean, I consume a lot of, at least...
I don't have a good example, but it's probably mentioned in Sex and the City. It's probably mentioned, you know, here and there. It's like...
No, I think my point of view on this is slightly different. I think it's why people think Asian men have a small penis is because they are not seen at all, almost. In all romantic, mainstream romantic movies or in any sexual scenes. Or
yeah, they're not objectified in any way.
No, exactly. You've never seen a macho Asian guy being like shooting people like a hero in any big blockbuster movies. I mean, we have Jackie Chan, but he's famous for making these funny movements, like when he can escape. He can use his skills to avoid the punches from his enemies, but he's never this macho dude. So. Yeah, that's how it is.
But you're villains. A lot of Asian men are villains.
Yeah, but they're not villains because they're masculine or... They're more like just Asian, small Asian guys who are super rich. Or like this boss of big mafia. And then they always have a lot of bodyguards and stuff. They don't need to fight themselves. They never need to hold a gun themselves.
Yeah. After him.
Yeah.
After him, take him.
And then
him.
They always die in such a pussy way, almost, because they're too...
In what way? Do you remember the scene?
In the end, they will be like a wuss. They don't even really have the balls to... die like a man.
But in True Blood, okay, spoiler alert, but in True Blood, the last season, the last episode, then the Yakuza boss, which was a villain in the whole season there, True Blood, last
villain
season.
Villain would quote again.
Because
he's like the worst villain ever.
Yeah, and he wasn't Asian man, but he was American.
Yeah, but he represents this big evil Japanese company.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
he's
Yakuza.
He's
not a company; it's a mafia. But anyway, he was burnt to death in a hole when he was crawling
out. Yeah,
yeah,
like a wolf, basically. Would you say? Do you think that's heroic?
Yeah. No.
Anyone describe his death heroic?
No, you're right. He was dying when he was crawling on his knees.
Yeah.
Which is like an image which no men want to be in.
Exactly.
Like a lot of men would not like to be in. I could be on my knees, it's okay. And burn to death
in a hole.
Like a rat.
Yeah.
You know, like a...
In a ventilation hole.
Yeah.
So... But I would say that's more of a bad scene in True Blood. I mean, I'm still can't get over with the... disappointment I had right after I watched the last episode of True Blood, the series finale. I mean,
you want to talk about True Blood now?
Yes.
Okay.
Why not? Because I've been following the show for 4 years. I started with the third season, and in the beginning, I thought it was such a brilliant show. There's sex. There's vampire, sexy vampires. There are like fairies, all this kind of crap, and it's like you got everything you want in a show. Full of imagination, and they have the most interesting characters with Lafayette, Pam, Tara, Suki, and then how they ended the show in the last season, the last two seasons, actually. It was, I don't know how I got through all that, but I had to stick through because that I'm a fan. Because I just love the characters, which they, in the end, which the writers just made them look so childish. And then in the last episode, nothing made any sense. I mean, when, like, how Bill killed himself and...
That's a spoiler.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you haven't watched it and you're not a fan, then you don't care about if I talk about this, maybe.
Yeah, and I made a great spoiler alert there.
Yes.
Which justifies everything we say. Yeah. When you hear spoiler alert, if someone says spoiler alert, when you like watching a YouTube video or like listen to a podcast, what do you do?
I still continue, I guess.
Yeah, you don't care, right?
No.
Yeah. Would you get upset? What would you get upset? You're not following anything now. Are you following anything?
Yes.
What are you following?
Masters of Sex.
Yeah. So if someone spoiled, like, yeah, maybe they haven't ended yet the season, but I mean, if someone would you get upset?
Yes, I guess I will, actually. Mm-hmm. But I've never seen people really spoiling this anything which I'm interested in.
No.
For me,
it's mostly this.
It's always a
gigantic like. Marvel movies or
which I don't really care about. Yeah. So
what's the Galaxy blah blah, blah or Galaxy
Guardians.
Guardians of Galaxy.
Yeah.
Things like that. Yeah. And then Maleficent. I don't need to talk about Maleficent, but continue about True Blood because I'm thinking about these spoilers. Because spoilers are such a like thing nowadays. It's been for years now since everyone started to reviewing, you know, like we are doing now. But and instead of telling about you know, maybe not focus on the plot and the story, they talk about development and things like that instead, so you can avoid, because a good reviewer don't spoil. But since everyone started to review, yeah, a lot of people don't really know how to do it. They just tell the full story. Oh, first he walks into the door and then he gets shot in the head and then his father is a mother and yeah. So, but yeah, True Blood.
No, I think I'm kind of done with that.
Yeah.
So.
But I mean, this two last seasons wasn't good. Which was this? The sixth season?
Seventh.
Seven. I guess the fourth was good, maybe.
Yeah.
Was that about the...
Oh my god, I don't remember now, actually.
But the three last seasons haven't been good.
No.
At least the two last.
So, spoiler alert now, that our first episode of China Doing Sweden is coming to an end.
Yeah.
And very likely we're not saying... it for sure or not. Very likely we're gonna have a second episode, maybe, and maybe on some day we're gonna have
we have to start this thing and get it like a continuous thing, so we can like choose a day to post it. Maybe create a hashtag or something, maybe you create a Twitter account and Weibo account and
everything we can think of.
Industry around it.
Yes, that's
start selling t-shirts and
that's a dream. That's a dream, baby. Yeah. That's a dream. So, and that's a wrap. Hey, Doa.
You don't want to say your like Weibo account and like market yourself now and then there.
Okay, if you are...
yeah? Why not? Weibo, what's your Weibo? How do you... I don't even know your name.
I don't remember, really. Oh, yeah, I know, I know.
How do you find you? Like, how, if you wanna...
Because I don't need to put in my username for myself to be able to log in. No, but
if someone asks, what's your Weibo account? And then you say...
Grace Reijie.
Grace Reijie.
Yes.
And how do you spell? Then you need to spell also.
Oh, if you want to reach me on Weibo, you can only be a Chinese, because my name is Grace plus my Chinese name in Chinese.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think you're going to be so interested in you starting using Weibo unless you can read Chinese, because everything
but
on that
Chinese is... But there's Chinese listening to this, of course. It's a global podcast.
That's what I'm saying here.
So, Ray Jie.
Yes, Grace Ray Jie.
Okay.
华语的 Ray, 洁白的洁。
And myself, I'm very crappy at this Twitter thing, but on Instagram, I'm Manolito, like the Spanish name Manolito, just as it's M-A-N-O-L-I-T-O, Manolito, and then the same thing for Twitter, actually, but I think I have like 3 O's there, yeah, 3 O's. Manolito was like taken, so and Manolito with 3 O's in the end there.
And my account name on Instagram is Rajia Lee, which is exactly my name, which is spelled as R-U-I-J-I-E-L-I, Rajia Lee. So, okay, finally, that's a wrap. Hey, door, bye-bye, 再见, my friend.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.